Anna Marie always tried to prolong this part, to build up the suspense and tantalize her sister. She didn't know what it was. She stopped on the path and listened. Something was following her in the bushes. Little Red Riding Hood was very, very, very frightened. She would stop, would stay silent for a moment, and beside her in the bed, she could feel Kirsty holding her breath. Then, Anna Marie would go on in a low, dread-filled voice, she heard a growl. Anna Marie stopped suddenly and stood still on the path. There was a turn immediately ahead. Beyond it, she knew, as soon as she rounded the turn, she would see the landscape open to the sea. The woods would be behind her there, and ahead of her would be the harbor, the docks, and the countless fishing boats. Very soon it would be noisy there, with engines starting, fishermen calling to one another, and gulls crying. But she had heard something else. She heard bushes rustling ahead. She heard footsteps, and she was certain it wasn't her imagination. She heard a low growl. Cautiously, she took a step forward, and another. She approached the turn in the path, and the noises continued. Then they were there, in front of her, four armed soldiers. With them, straining at taut leashes, were two large dogs, their eyes glittering, their lips curled.